Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Tony.
Saw a story in Fox News yesterday about Michigan State Police cell phone extraction. It's a program with this extractor. Apparently, you can gather information for cell phones. Fox News obviously created a little bit of a stir with this because it's thought that you could just use this whenever you want on any type of citizen, and I wanted you to be able to react to that story and tell me how you are using these extractors.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Appreciate the opportunity. This story is really a much ado about nothing from our perspective. These are first of all, they're not new devices. They've been around for probably as long as the cell phone has. And each kiosk in the mall that you go to that has the ability to update a cell phone, they have these devices. They've just been adapted for law enforcement use. And the state police only uses them in the case where we have either a search warrant for the phone that has been issued by a judge, or if the individual who owns the phone gives us consent to access the data from the phone.
Can you use these extractors without a search warrant?
If we get consent from the individual who owns the phone, yes.
If you don't get consent, can you use it?
We cannot.
All right. And when you try to get consent to use these, especially via the search warrant, what are the reasons you do that?
Well, they're only generally used, because the threshold is pretty high, either consent or a search warrant, they're generally only used in a high-level investigation. Say we're investigating someone who's involved in child exploitation or someone who's involved in drug trafficking. Those are the types of investigations that these types of devices would be used in.
All right, so Brittany and Emily are not going to be driving down the street and a police officer's not going to randomly go through their cell phone information.
No, Tony, these are not used in routine traffic stops.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks.